status quo is the enemy.
We must think differently.
Get better, faster. Companies don't change, innovate, and transform. People do. Welcome to Innovate for the Future. Listen in as Dirk drills down deep with leaders and innovators from within distribution and beyond who are disrupting markets and changing the way business is done. Those who are innovating for the future.
Innovating for the future.
It's time to change the rules.
Become the disruptor rather than the disrupted.
We own the future.
Are you ready? You can create your future. You own your future. And your journey of innovating for the future begins now with your host, Dirk Beveridge.
Welcome back to Innovate for the Future. I am Dirk Beveridge, your host, the author of Innovate, How Successful Distributors Lead Change in Disruptive Times, and the founder of Unleash WD, the only innovation summit for distributors. Thank you so much for joining us again and continuing to come back. We're having a lot of fun thinking through in these recent episodes about the importance of, in this fourth quarter of C-suite leaders' career, the importance of focusing on securing your legacy, securing your life's work, securing and ensuring that the business is set up for that next generation to succeed, set up to ensure the long-term relevance and sustainability of the business. So today what we'd like to do is look at the third step of the My Life's Work Success, which is all about ensuring we develop our organizational capabilities in an ongoing fashion. Now, why is that important? I call this the need to ensure that there is more to do, right? In the fourth quarter of our career, now is not the time to take our foot off the gas pedal. Now is the time to floor it. Now is the time to continue to bring it. Now is the time to ensure that we're coming to work energized, full of purpose, full of vision, full of, you know, ensuring that we are focused on setting this business up, you know, in this age of disruption, for success for that next generation. As I say, every one of us, at some point in time, there's going to be that inevitable day when we transition the business over to the next generation, and ensuring that we're setting this business up for success for that next generation. I know, you know, there is certainly more to do. So we need to build more capability. So let's look at it in this way. Think about this. Think about if I asked you to stand up right now. If you're driving the car, don't, but after you're done, okay, you can try this. But if I asked you to stand up and to take 30 steps, if you were to take 30 steps, how far would those 30 steps take you? Well, you know, the average individual, if your steps are linear, what you're going to do is you're going to travel about 30 meters, all right, 30 meters, a meter per step, all right? Now, let's change the paradigm just a little bit. Let's change that frame of reference. And now, if you were to take 30, not linear, but 30 exponential steps, what is that? You know, 30 exponential steps, you know, one, and then two, then four, then eight, then 16, then 32, then 64, then 128, exponential steps. Do you know how far you'll travel? Think about it. Take it. Put a number in your mind. If you were to take 30 exponential steps, how far do you think you would travel? Well, let me tell you. If you took 30 exponential steps, what you would find is that you would travel over 1 billion, that's with a B, you'd travel over 1 billion meters. That's 26 times around the Earth. 30 steps, 26 times around the Earth. Just amazing. Now, why is it important to think like this? Because in this digital age that we find ourselves, we are, would you agree with, we are living in exponential times. I mean, we are living at a time where the pace of change, the digitization of the world, is absolutely transforming how we live, how we play, and how we work. 26 times around the Earth. We are living in exponential times. So how does that impact us? How does that impact business? You know, just think about Kodak. You know, in exponential times, there is a Kodak, there's a new Kodak moment. In linear times, Kodak in 1996 had $28 billion in revenue and 140,000 employees in linear times. In exponential times, Kodak files for bankruptcy in 2012. Now think about this. Kodak had it all, didn't they? Kodak had the brand. I mean, the brand. They had market share. They had people. They had financial resources. They even, Kodak even had the first digital camera. Yeah, the first digital camera. And then almost overnight, in this exponential age that we live in, Kodak was nothing. They went from having it all to filing bankruptcy. Think about this. You see, change is slow until it's not. And in exponential times, change sneaks up on you. It doesn't seem to be there until it is. Change is slow until it's not. Just think about that 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128 to 26 times around the earth in just 30 steps. Change is slow. 1, 2, 4, 8, okay, 16, 32. Ultimately, until you get to 26 times around the earth. Change is slow until it's not. I mean, in Kodak's world, what does that mean? It means Instagram completely disrupted that market. Instagram was launched in October of 2010, and just 18 months later, sold to Facebook for over $1 billion. This is exponential times that we live in. And I believe in this world of digitization. And in this world of disruption, we adapt, we evolve, or we perish. One more time, we adapt, we evolve, or we perish. And what that means is now more than ever, as we're thinking about securing your life's work, as you're thinking about securing your legacy, because it's in this fourth quarter that it all comes down to now, what you do now that's going to define your life's work. And in order to do that in these exponential times, we must ensure that we're continually developing our own personal, but importantly, our organizational capabilities. I believe to ensure your life's work, you're going to have to relentlessly ensure that your organization continues to get faster, stronger, bigger, better, and smarter. I guarantee you, your customers, doesn't this feel right to you? Your customers are demanding that you get faster, stronger, bigger, better, and smarter. I mean, think about the non-traditional competitors, some of the digital native companies that have gotten into our business of distribution. They are provoking us to get faster, stronger, bigger, better, and smarter. And yes, during this fourth quarter of our career, as we're thinking about life, our life's work, there is more to do. You know, I hear the argument that, Dirk, our customers are slow to move, and they might even be linear thinkers right now. So we don't have to move so fast. But hey, I guarantee you, a segment of your customers might be slow to move. But I also guarantee you, do you agree with me, that they are being influenced rapidly by the exponential possibilities of disruptive technologies, new experiences that they are being afforded, and they're certainly being influenced by the digital native competitors that have recently moved into our space. You know, you think about this. Think about exponential times. Think about change is slow until it's not. You know, it took Amazon Business just 3 years to reach $10 billion in sales. And they're showing no signs of slowing down. You know, Jonathan Bain of Real Results Marketing, they do some great work for distributors. And one of the research projects they did, they found that 62% of distribution customers want to see your outside sales representatives at most 4 times a year. Think about that. Amazon Business, just 3 years, to reach $10 billion in sales. And now, when we've built our business, when we've built our business model, when we've built our way to market around outside sales teams that we're used to getting in front of their customers, you know, once every Wednesday or whatever it happens to be. Today, 62% of these customers want to see our outside sales representatives at the most four times a year. Change is slow until it's not. We didn't see it coming, but it's there. So it's interesting to me. We did a survey recently of 200 distribution executives, and we found out that 50% of these distribution leaders question if they have the skill sets needed for where the industry is headed. I mean, it's no surprise, really, because of the pace of change, because of the confluence of change that we all are experiencing. A couple of distribution leaders in this survey gave us some feedback, and they said, you know what? There's absolute huge disruption taking place right now in this industry. Another said that the rate of change seems absolutely overwhelming at times. Again, what does that mean? It means we must, in this fourth quarter of our career, as we're looking to secure our life's work, we must continue and focus hard at continuing to build the capabilities of our organization. So how do we do that? What do we do? Well, I think right now it's super important that we focus on building our personal and our organizational capabilities for what's to come. One more time. Build those organizational capabilities, not for yesterday, not for what got us here today, but we have to ensure we're building the capabilities of our organization for what's to come. If we're going to secure our life's work, we build those capabilities for what's to come. And yes, that means there's more for us to do. And our organization, we must ensure it's getting better, faster, bigger, smarter. And I really believe your life's work depends upon it. You know the saying. You've said a version of it. The saying says, what got you here won't get you there. The capabilities of your organization in linear times serve their purpose. I mean, be proud. We all are proud of what we've created. You're darn right we are. Now we got to start thinking about what are the capabilities that the market and our customers and our suppliers, the industry, is going to require of our organization tomorrow. And, you know, I think about when we landed, when we committed to landing a man on the moon and returning him safely back to Earth within the decade. You know, think about it. When that commitment was made, the capabilities didn't yet exist. The computing power didn't exist to do it, yet the commitment was there. The software didn't exist, yet the commitment was there. The advanced materials that were required didn't exist, but the commitment was there. The funding didn't exist, but the capabilities, the commitment was there. All of that to say, the capabilities had to be developed. So as you're thinking about securing your life's work, of course, two episodes ago, we talked about the importance of purpose. Last episode, we talked about ensuring that we align our team around a path forward. And now we have to be thinking about building the capabilities of the organization for the next generation success. And when you realize that there's more to do in building these new capabilities, what we'll do is we'll begin to prioritize our personal time, our personal focus on what's next. You're going to commit to lead the organization into the future rather than simply managing it for today. You're going to commit to work on the business and not just in the business. So this third step of the My Life's Work Success Path is all about building capabilities. And as you work to build these capabilities for your organization's future, here are five, there's probably more, well, there are more. Here are five milestones that you're going to want to pursue as you build your organization's capabilities, securing your life's work for that next generation. Number one, as a leader, you're gonna find that your focus is going to evolve, and you're going to want to ensure that you absolutely take control of your calendar and that you're going to block off strategic activities that prioritize your focus and calendarize your time. It's all about securing your life's work, preparing that business for the future. We're going to have to think about how we spend our days more strategically. Number two, the future is all about leadership. You know, the growth of an organization, the capabilities of an organization, the ceiling of those capabilities is the ceiling of the skills of the leadership team. So you're going to want to spend some time absolutely defining and prescribing the foundational pillars of leadership for your business so that we ensure that we have the leadership capabilities, again, not for yesterday, but for that next generation success. Three, building capabilities is going to require a culture that allows for change, that allows for growth, that allows for learning, unlearning, and then relearning, right? The culture is going to be required. So you're going to need to walk through a milestone where you intentionally craft the culture that's going to be required for tomorrow's success. Number four, you're going to want to, this might be part of the one of the toughest milestones of the My Life's Work success path. And what that is you're going to want to step back and honestly and strategically assess your employees' capabilities against tomorrow's needs. You're going to need to assess your family members, your non-family members, your employees, your leadership team's capabilities, their strengths, their abilities against what the market, what the organization is going to need tomorrow. And then number five, and I'm talking to a lot of people about this right now, you're going to need to ensure that you do, in fact, have a defined succession plan for the next decades, right? You're going to need to ensure that that is absolutely in place. I believe your work's, so those are the five milestones, right? I believe your life's work is dependent upon, not on the results of the past of your organization's capabilities, but in meeting the needs of an exponential future. Your life's work is dependent upon meeting the needs of this exponential future. Start today. Why not today? Start thinking about how to develop the capabilities, allowing your business to change at a more rapid pace. And I think those five milestones I just went through with you are absolutely a great place to start. I believe the speed of your industry is not the benchmark. The speed of your customers today is not the benchmark. Remember, even if they're not changing, change is slow until it's not. Think about the exponential nature of change. It sneaks up on you when it goes from 1, 2, 4 to 26 times around the earth. But you have to have, we need to have the ability to change as fast as technology and the innovations of today are going to allow. That's how we're going to secure our life's work. That's how we're going to ensure that we're helping the organization build the capabilities that are required for tomorrow. I don't know if you can hear that fire engine, but our office is okay. But hey, I really appreciate this. I hope this conversation that we're having around my life's work is stimulating a lot of thought for you. I'm spending a lot of time thinking about it. There are so many of us that are going to be transitioning in the next 3 to 10 years, transitioning the business to the next generation. And we really need to be thinking about securing our life's work. If you want to learn more about our thinking here, you can go to mylifeswork mastermind.com. That's mylifeswork mastermind.com. What you're going to find out is that My Life's Work Mastermind is the world's only program for distribution executives who are at that point in time, who are in the fourth quarter of their career, who are thinking about the next phase of innovation for their organization and securing their life's work. And what we're going to be doing is with a select group of just 30 individuals, we're going to be meeting quarterly. We're going to get away in an intimate location where we're going to be doing some deep thinking, some strategic thinking, some supporting of each other. All of us are in the fourth quarter of our careers, thinking about securing our life's work and setting up that business for the next generation and the generation after that. You're going to be provided, those 30 of you who are going to join me are going to be provided a system, a curriculum that as you work through it, you're going to be working on that trajectory for your business that's going to focus on relevance, profitability, and success before transitioning your business, your life's work to that next generation. Again, everything can be found at mylifesworkmastermind.com. For now, I really appreciate you joining us here on Innovate for the Future. And our next episode, we'll look at the fourth and final step of the My Life's Work success path, and that is focusing on generational results, focusing not just on the short-term results, but on the long-term generational results. I look forward to having that conversation with you on the next episode of Innovate for the Future. We'll see you then.
Until next time, thanks for listening to Innovate for the Future with Dirk Beveridge. Delivering a new voice, a new energy, and a new outlook.